Today, as part of our occasional series, What's Your Story?, we'll hear from Carrie Gutierrez, who began working with at-risk youth after she herself was shot in the face as a teenager in Oakland.
I was just in the car, and all of a sudden I started to feel like I was getting electrified, and it was really intense shocks from like the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. The guy that was driving, my friend, started screaming that he's been shot. I reached over to him to try to help his hand, and that's when he looked at me and he was like, "Oh my God, Carrie, it's you. They shot you. They shot you." And I touched my face, and my hand just went inside of my face. 5 days later, I wake up at Highland Hospital, and my hands are tied to the hospital bed. I feel like I can't breathe. I have tubes coming in and out of my nose and out of my mouth. It was hard. Some of my family members are, you know, gang related, and so is my brother. And you know, I remember my uncle asking my brother, "Who did it? Where are they from? What are we going to do? Are we going to get them?" And things like that. And I couldn't talk, but I was just like, no, like this cannot happen to anybody else. While I was at the hospital, I was connected with an intervention specialist, and her name is Tammy Cloud. I got out of the hospital a month later, and Tammy comes to my house. And so she was like, "I think you should come to this program and talk to the high school students about, you know, your experience with getting shot and what you think about life now and how you think about life now."
Well, we're talking about gun violence. We're talking about gangs, family violence, dating violence. These are tough issues, right? And sometimes...
Besides my personal story, I teach them a curriculum about violence. It makes me feel like I make a difference. It makes me feel really hopeful because I'm a victim to the violence that happens in Oakland. And I'm one of the many victims. And when you talk to someone and you give them an example of, you know, what can happen, I think they really soak that in and they think twice about hanging out with people who are gang-related or even picking up a gun. Ever since then, honestly, I feel like getting shot happened for a reason.
Carrie Gutierrez is a violence prevention educator for Youth Alive, an Oakland nonprofit with a mission to prevent youth violence.